Well, I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, oh, Milwaukee, hello, Waikiki. All right. I
just stepped down.
Hey, everybody.
Aloha.
Whacka whacka nuka luka. Alright, this is Week Stream 106.9.
Warm stream.
Coming back at ya. Part 2 of our nightly podcast tonight. And you know what?
Who the hell is this? Who's singing?
This is John Prine.
Wow.
Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian.
I love it.
So, we just watched Bloodsport earlier, and we figured we'd come on, do a quickie podcast about how Bloodsport is the greatest movie of all time. What are your thoughts?
Is it?
Yes, it is! Okay. The best movie ever made in the history of movies. Dead air!
The best movie of all time.
Bloodsport. It's already been decided. So,
why? Why?
Because it just is. It's got Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What do you think about him?
It's got Jackson. It's got fighting. It's got China. And it's got cheesy 80s music.
Yeah.
And montages and fight scenes.
I bet I could beat Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass nowadays. I think you could too.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I told Constantine about that, and he texted me
back.
Oh, what
did Constantine say?
He said, how hot is JD running? Like, did Jean-Claude just bounce in a beer pong winning, game winning?
No! Did
Jean-Claude just bounce in a beer pong game winner after JD was up by like 5 cups?
See, Constantine is out of his element right now. Constantine is he's dwelling on the past is what he's doing. Constantine, he's out of touch right now. He's out of touch with what's going on in the here and the now. And Constantine, that was a long time ago, brother. I don't know if you're listening to me now.
Ah, brother!
Constantine. Bro! Do you even lift? I mean, no,
I
I'm just kidding. I'm not that guy, Constantine. I love you, man. I haven't seen you in a long time. I miss you. No homo. I'm not that guy. You know, I got in the red once in my life. Am I allowed to do that? I bet you got in your red. Your red. Several times, you know. Whatever. No, anyway. What were you talking about? We weren't even playing beer pong.
Was that a Russian gag?
What?
Constantine in the red because he's Russian?
Constantine, you're never in your red because you left after the Soviet Union dissolved. No. Has nothing to do with that. No.
We're talking about Bloodsport.
Yeah.
And you're talking about how you could kick Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass.
I think I could. And I think Constantine would have my back. Because Jean-Claude Van Damme is a Belgian dick. You know, he's like, I'm the muscles from Brussels, everybody. Look out. Get a girl.
What'd you see here?
You know, you got some crazy 80s hair. I'm going to fuck you. Let's go to dinner first, though.
Jean-Claude
Van
Damme.
I'm going to wine and dine you.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is 54 years older.
54. Now, okay. Hold that thought. He's 54. And yeah, he won the Kumite. He did, right?
He sure did.
But what does Jean-Claude Van Damme know about fighting? You know what I mean?
I bet
Chuck Norris could beat his ass.
Hey, this is not a question of whether Jean-Claude Van Damme and Chuck Norris are fighting. This is you beating up Jean-Claude Van Damme. Do you think you're on par with Chuck Norris?
I'm just saying I can win. I'm not going to go
out. Are you saying that you're on par with Chuck Norris?
No!
That's what it sounded like.
God, no. Chuck Norris could
push
the earth down. I don't know if you knew that, but Chuck Norris could push the earth down.
Why do you think you can beat up Jean-Claude Van Damme right now?
Because I think he's a fraud. I don't think he actually Well, prove me wrong. Does he know how to fight?
I think
what
he does.
What has he been trained in? Is it like jujitsu?
At the very least, he knows Hollywood fighting, and I still feel like that's...
See, more... Hollywood fighting is something else. See, Bruce Lee could beat Jean-Claude Van Damme's ass.
Look, of course.
Fucking hands
but
down.
We're just...
And so could Chuck Norris.
What fighting do you train? What fighting training do you have?
Street fights, bro. Street fights, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Headbutt to Jean-Claude Van Damme's face.
That is ridiculous. Do you think your head...
BAM! Do you think fucking he's 50? BAM! Headbutt!
You think
and he's out!
You think
BAM! 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 BAM!
Your head
down.
Would not suffer from a headbutt? Like, you're gonna hurt just as much as he is.
But he's 50, and I'm 30. You know?
I don't buy it. I think he's gonna get shitted.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking 200-something pounds, and this is in the movies. Yeah, Jean-Claude Van Damme looks ripped and shit. I bet he's like a buck 50. I just tackle him. You know what I mean? In real life, that sumo guy who picked him up and all that shit, in real life, that sumo guy would have killed him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
Real life, I think that sumo guy would have killed him in the Kumite.
Anyway, Bloodsport's the best movie ever because Jean-Claude Van Damme's awesome, and Ray Jackson's even better.
Jackson
should have won the whole thing, but Jackson got cocky.
He should have. He did. He got cocky. He did.
And also, Chong Li is like the best villain in any movie ever, because he can flex his tits.
He's in two movies, and he plays Chong Li in both movies, and he's in the villain in both similar movies. It's Bloodsport and Bloodfight. Bloodfight is the other movie. Have you looked that up?
No.
Bloodfight is actually a good movie. Bloodfight is actually a good movie.
Does he flex his tits in that movie?
No. Maybe. Actually, maybe.
Oh.
He might.
If he does that, I might watch. I can
he
only.
Might.
I only like fighting movies where they flex their tit muscles.
And he's still Chong Li. There's Chong Li with the L-I, and there's Chong Li with the L-E-E. Blood fight and blood sport.
So, do you
Chong
think...
Chong Li gets around, bro.
Do you think that he would have... How much quicker do you think he would have been beaten if he didn't try to cheat with that chalk dust pill thingy?
Against Frank Dukes?
Yeah. Is that fight just over, like, in, like, two more minutes?
Yeah. No, yeah. That fight, I mean, that was his last straw.
That's
obviously
tough.
Obviously, I mean...
I wonder if they ever fought again after that. Like, if he went back to the next Kumite and, like, they fought again.
Yeah, just, like, off the screen. No, I don't think so. I think Chong Li's a vain person. And he has his world records and shit. He's like, get a girl, you know, and he's fucking killing guys and... breaking fucking legs and shit, and you know, I'm gonna snap your knee in two and all this. And then after this fight, especially after he said Kumite, I don't think he went to the Kumite after that ever again.
You mean Mate?
Mate, that's what I meant. Yeah, you got me, yeah. Mate, after he said Mate,
I wonder.
No way he went to the Kumite after that.
So, there's like
no
rumors,
fucking way.
There's like rumors that the real life Frank Dukes is like a total asshole.
Really?
How would that shade or affect your perception of the movie if you knew that he was
a total
like a
asshole in the movie?
Frank Dukes?
Yeah.
Why?
He's Frank Dukes is cocky too in his own way.
Yeah, but
like I'm going for the girl, you know. What
okay,
I'm saying?
But
you know,
when you're like that elite level
of
a fighter,
in my hand, I get a coin in my hand, and
it's like
you close your hand, I grab it and shit, bro. You know, no.
And he's having one night stands with reporters.
Yeah,
just
Frank Dukes is fucking bitches left and right. He ain't even taking a fight seriously. He's just out there fucking bitches.
Okay, but
he happens to be fighting
in
too.
The movie. He's like, I don't know.
And then Jackson's over there playing video games by himself.
Drinking
Frank
beers,
Dukes,
drinking many beers before.
Frank Dukes is over there, walks up and goes, fuck you, man, I'm gonna beat you at this game, man. I'm from Belgium, I could kick your fucking ass in this video game, bro.
I bet you.
And Jackson's like, fuck, man, I'm about to fight the Kumite.
Do you think Jackson went
back
to any more Kumites after that? Because, you know, at the end they're like, hey, you might have to fight me next year, blah, blah, blah. Do you think Jackson actually came back? I bet he got his shit kicked in the next year.
No, I think he came back.
No one ever heard of Jackson after this.
Yep, he came back and he won it.
No,
that's the Cinderella story. That's the Cinderella story.
No, because you read the thing at the end and it's like Frank Dukes won 6 Kumites or whatever. It's like he went on like
a huge winning streak.
That's what it says. It's like he went on this huge winning streak at Kumites.
Well, I guess
I think Jackson came back and he was like fucking drunk off his ass the whole time and didn't win any fucking Kumites.
I guess Jackson went back and backed up his friend, you know what I mean? Even though his friend was a cocky asshole and just fucking barged in everywhere and, hey, you're playing video game? I'm gonna barge in and let me put my coins
in. Hey, Jackson invited him to play! He's, you wanna play, kid? I'm better than you, blah, blah, blah. Jackson's kind of a shit.
Nah, that was all misconstrued.
I wanna party with Jackson, though.
Yeah, who doesn't? Who wants to party with Frank Dukes? Nobody.
Who is the real life Ray Jackson? That's what they should be fucking writing articles about.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to meet that guy.
Exactly.
That guy's a badass, man. Yeah. I don't think any of those other fighters ever made a damn. Although Paco's my boy.
Yeah, Paco got fucked.
Paco got fucked over. I don't know. It's great. It's a great movie. Lawrence Fishburne. Forrest Whitaker's in it. He plays this young upstart, like, federal agent, I guess.
Are you plugging Bloodsport right now? Are there people you know who haven't seen it yet?
I don't know. I mean, okay, if you've never seen Bloodsport, just get the fuck out there and watch it. It's the best movie ever.
I mean, if you haven't seen Bloodsport, you better watch it right now or just end your life.
And I'm not even, like, a big, like, karate movie fan.
Nor am I.
I don't watch all these kung fu shits. But Bloodsport...
Kung fu shit.
When I was a kid, I probably watched it like 1,000 times. I'm not even joking. Like, I would watch it multiple times per day, multiple days per week. That's how much I like Bloodsport. And you know what? It's like an even more perfect movie if you just fast forward through all the slow parts and just get to the fights. Cause
we did that for a while, or at least I did. I fast forward through everything, all the 80s montages, all the chase scenes and all that. I just went straight to the fight.
But coming at it now from our perspective in 2015.
Yeah, nowadays we just gotta
now
watch
we appreciate the montages and the slow parts more.
Yeah, we gotta watch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's just got everything. It's got fighting montages, flashbacks, love scenes, cheesy 80s songs.
I remember
a Mentos commercial right there in the middle.
Yeah, Mentos.
Oh my god.
I used to skip the fucking training when Shidoshi died when Shingo died. I used to skip the whole training thing too. I just went straight to the fights. Nowadays, you gotta watch the whole movie.
Although nowadays you got DVDs, it's like even easier to skip that shit. You can only
skip
ahead to like 3 chapters and watch that movie in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Fucking tits. Technology, everyone! God, it's
technology,
the future,
everyone.
Great.
It's, making us worse, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, we still got Christmas lights.
We do. We're all on.
You're out of your element, guys. I don't know what to tell you. You're not here enjoying the podcast live.
Yeah.
You're missing out on all of the cool visuals. Anyway, that was it, basically. Just wanted to talk about how Bloodsport's the greatest movie ever. I mean, like, what movie even comes close to the badassness of Bloodsport? I don't think any do. Maybe Terminator 2. Maybe. Maybe The Big Lebowski. But, like, that's a big maybe.
Well, that's different. That's a whole other genre.
Hey, I'm not even talking genres. I'm just talking badass movies. Badassness.
Well,
you gotta have the badassness quotient in your movies. And that's what a lot of movies are lacking nowadays. What was the last real badass movie you saw?
I mean, you're gonna get some homo saying fucking 300 and shit. 300's badass, girl, you know.
That's not badass.
It's not. You're gonna get people going for these trick video effects, you know? Fucking.
No.
You know what's badass? You wanna know what's badass? Jupiter Ascending, that's what's badass.
You don't need special effects, you just need groovy ass fight scenes and a lot of like wah and like grunting and cool fights and montages.
Yeah, you know what's a badass movie? Selma, that's a badass movie.
I don't think anyone ever said that. I think you're just being ridiculous. as ridiculous as your statement that you can beat up Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That I think could happen.
I don't know.
Muscles from Brussels, my ass. He's no fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think I could beat up Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think, is older than Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is in his 60s.
Alright. Who wins in the fight between Arnold Schwarzenegger,
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Sylvester Stallone.
Wait a minute. It's a free-for-all?
Yeah, it's a free-for-all.
What? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right
John,
now.
Fucking, what'd you say? Where's the third
Sylvester
one?
Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone has no idea what's going on.
No, he's on, like, human growth hormones, though.
No.
I think Sylvester Stallone's got a shot.
Arnold Schwarzenegger goes back to basics. He lifts weights, man. Jean-Claude Van Damme is
fucking smoking cigars and living the easy life.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is a Hollywood whore. And Sylvester Stallone, his mind is so blown, he has no idea what's going on.
No, because, okay, I'll buy that Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's all vanity. He's all, you know, like, the vanity muscles, and he's just doing bicep curls. Sylvester Stallone's working out hardcore and taking human growth hormones. Like,
why? Why is he doing that?
Because he wants to be, like, he wants to be young still. He wants to be forever young.
How do you know that?
Because he just does. That's just what, that's what he's known for. He's totally juicing. And he doesn't
Arnold
care. Arnold is a fucking sad sack, man.
No, he kills it. He goes, I'm gonna fucking lift weights, and then I'm gonna be the governor of California, and then I'm gonna lift more weights, and then I'm still gonna fucking star in movies, because I'm the shit.
Yeah, but now he's starring in movies
where
he's like,
everybody's at.
Where he's like the old guy. All he does is shoot guns, man. That's like, most of his movies is just him shooting guns. Sylvester Stallone's in there fucking fighting hand-to-hand combat.
That's because they don't want to make him look better than everyone. They want to give everyone else a chance. Because they all know that Arnold
look,
could beat everyone's else.
Arnold's a weightlifter.
Even Chuck Norris.
Sylvester Stallone's
I'm calling
a fighter.
Here. Arnold could beat Chuck Norris's ass
oh,
right now.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Am I wrong?
This podcast is over.
How old is Chuck
this
Norris?
This podcast is over.
Chuck Norris is 70. Arnold still lives, man.
He don't live for shit.
Arnold could kill
Arnold
Chuck
Norris.
Arnold
don't live for shit. I would... Maybe Chuck Norris could beat Sylvester Stallone. Maybe.
Yes, definitely.
But maybe.
And so, and,
but, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger's, like, third on that list.
No.
At least.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking no.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris could beat Sylvester Stallone, and Chuck Norris could beat Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Arnold.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's got more athletic ability. I think he's beating Arnold. I think
nope.
Arnold's fourth.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. That's it.
Nope.
That's it. End of podcast.
Yeehaw!
I win.
Yeehaw! Nope. I'm stubborn. I'm a stubborn mule.
I win. It's over. This has been Warm Stream 106.9.
Arnold for the win. Arnold. Get it, girl. Predator. You remember Predator?
No, I don't.
I had me a wife. I had me some daughters. I tried so hard. I never knew still waters. Nothing to eat and nothing to drink.
Slice alone for the win.